Today's press conference, we've now been joined by our race-winning crew chief, Alan Gustafson. Congratulations, Alan, on another victory.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take questions for Alan. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Who would like to kick us off with questions? All right, we'll go to Jenna.
Big day. Big question coming. We're waiting. Bated breath.
Congratulations, Alan.
Thank you, Jenna.
You're welcome. Why was this race so calm by Talladega standards?
Yeah, it's a great question. It seems like kind of both the races were before it. I don't know if maybe the stability of the car or it was just hard. You know, I've seen that all year. It's not three lanes, don't seem to work out. You know, there doesn't seem to be a middle option. It doesn't get fanned out. It's kind of about staying in line and pushing, and I think that contributes. And it was certainly a bit tamer than I expected, but I kind of expected, you know, maybe not the typical four wide just craziness, because it just doesn't seem to generate, the cars just don't seem to generate the performance and the huge runs like they did. It's more just about that kind of steady seesaw momentum.
Yesterday your driver had some comments that were a little out of character for him to take such a stance. Did that surprise you?
It's the second time I've been asked about it. I don't know what he said, so it's hard for me to say specifically. I'm assuming he spoke out about the safety. Is that correct?
He said NASCAR took a step backwards.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, look, the way I look at it is this is, I certainly want him specifically and all the drivers, but, you know, my concern is Chase to be as safe as he possibly can be. We know this is inherently a dangerous sport, but I want him to be as safe as he possibly can be. So from my stance, I'll do anything I can do to make sure he's as safe as possible, and I feel like collectively in this garage there's a huge resource of intelligent people that we can push this forward and get to a position where it's not a topic, it's not something these guys are having to worry about. Week in and week out. I certainly feel terrible for Alex, and yeah, you know, Alex shouldn't have sustained the type of injury he sustained from the hit he took, and we just all have to accept that and move on and move forward and push forward to make it better, and I think we can do that. I'm very confident we can do that, and that's what we got to focus on doing together, and collectively I think that we've got a lot of resources to make it happen, and I'm sure NASCAR will do everything in their power, as will the teams, and we'll get past this quickly.
All right, we're going to come up front to Jordan, right up here. And then we'll go to Steven, and then we'll come back up front.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. I apologize if this was already asked. Coming into this race, obviously you guys want to win every race, but was there, looking at the bigger picture of, hey, you know, we want to be smart, make sure we finish this race and get as many points as possible. Basically, what was your mindset kind of coming in?
I really felt like this race was crucial. I felt like we had to capitalize. You know, we got ourselves into a hole last week, unfortunately, again, which I was super disappointed with. And you just know, like, right, you know, you can't, we made a mistake the first round, and then we made a mistake the second round, and you just can't continue to do that and expect to have success. So we needed to come back, and we needed to get ourselves righted, and I felt like we needed to get level, you know, up close to the top and level with those guys that had a points advantage on us. Unfortunately for us, it wasn't like it was this massive points advantage. You know, it was, I don't know, Joe was somewhere in the 20s, I think, and the other guys were like 17 points or something like that. So our objective was to score as many points as we could and try to get as close to level as possible. And, we were able to do that. We got really good points in both stages. And I think really after that, we were in a really good position to not have to take crazy risks. But our car was really good, and the execution was great, and strategy was good to keep us up front. And then Chase did an unbelievable job. So it all worked out. But I do think this was, you know, this – it wasn't going to be – if we had an issue here, you know, I know we have good performance at the Roval, but I had no interest in leaving it for the Roval. I felt like we needed to take care of business or at least get level set with those guys where we didn't have to go out and win or just have an amazing day, because you just never know what can happen there.
All right. Steven, go ahead.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. I promise this is an easier question than I gave you at Nashville. Three out of the four super speedway races this year went to regulation and ended there, and the Daytona 500 was only one lap over regulation. So from a strategy standpoint, how much did that make wargaming the last stage of that race any easier? Did you still have to have your contingency plans for overtime, double overtime, triple overtime, et cetera, in your hip pocket?
Yeah, I think you still had to have a contingency plan. You know, you never know what can happen. I mean, this is probably the oddest caution. I won't say maybe not the oddest, but super odd caution right at the end of the race. The guy comes down pit road and stops in the pit road, and then, you know, they throw the caution for it. So super odd, but you have to be prepared for it, and, you know, that's what you balance is ultimately when we all pit on the green, it's how long do you want to take, you know, how long do we sit there and put gas in the car. So you want to take enough that, you know, at least in our opinion, to give us a slight buffer, but still execute a fast enough spot to maintain track position, and I feel like we did that.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, go ahead.
Nathan Buckley, MBS Speedway. I'm not sure how much you take a look at tire wear during races, but overall, do you feel this race was better today than on tire wear than last week at Texas? And if so, why?
Yeah, you know, tire wear wasn't the issue at Texas. For clarity, it was sidewall failure. So even though our tires would come off at Texas, you don't look at them and say, hey, they're wore out, we're into an issue. And ultimately, we have our tires cut apart after most every run, as we did at Texas, to see the integrity of the sidewall. And up until that point, we had got a clean report that we blew the tire. But here, I would say that tire wear was probably a little worse than the spring than we expected. It wasn't into a position that we felt like it was going to put us, you know, in any harm's way, but it certainly was a little bit more than we had expected, and just something that we had to be conscious about. But we were able to double stint those, you know, first two stages with some comfort, and so I don't think it was hugely different. It just was slightly more than the spring.
All right. Any final questions for Alan before I let Mr. H up? Okay. We'll end with Jenna. If we can get a microphone. Thank you.
Two. Oh, so, yeah, special.
Sorry to ask another car question, but what is if everyone's in agreement that the car is too stiff, what is a reasonable time frame for that to be corrected?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the logistics behind what all has to happen as far as manufacturing and what goes on, but, you know, I think the first step is we need a solution, right? I mean, that's what we've got to focus on. I think that's is a good goal for us as an industry to collectively look at, you know, what's the best solution we can come up with in the short term. And if we can get that solution get the solution figured out and then implementation, you know, you can worry about that later. And it's certainly not my area of expertise, but I think, you know, the solution is the key right now. And to my knowledge, that doesn't exist. It may exist, but, you know, we need to get that figured out and how to move forward. And I think collectively we can all work together to get, you know, I mean, Hendrick Motorsports, the boss, owns an amazing place, and, you know, we can accomplish some amazing things. And, you know, I think that if we get a solution and, you know, implementation, if we all pull together, we could do a lot in a short period of time.
All right, Alan, thank you for spending some time with us. Congratulations again on that win.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to continue with our post-race interviews. We'll now be joined by our race-winning team owner, Mr. Rick Hendrick.
You don't mind, I'm going to stand up.
That's okay. Yeah, I totally understand. Those chairs are not maybe the most comfortable to climb in. So, okay, we're going to start with questions with Mr. H. If you have one, please raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. And, Rick, while we wait, do you mind just a comment on Chase's season this year and just, I believe this was his fifth win, talk a little bit about that team and just as the playoffs get a little closer to Phoenix, how that team is gelling together.
We had a lot of momentum going, and then we had the tire failure, and we just kind of hit a bump. And so this is good momentum to have the points now to go into the Roval where he's really good and get in the round of eight and move on. So this is great momentum for him. This race means a lot to Chase, and it was great to see the fans excited and. Boy, it was a heck of a race.
All right, we're going to go to questions. We'll start with Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. There's been a lot of talk this week about safety and different solutions or possible solutions that could be implemented. Ultimately, it is going to cost money to get whatever that solution is. Yeah. As a team owner, are you comfortable having to spend more money on this aspect of the next-gen car, something you've already invested a lot in and probably weren't prepared to invest more in?
Absolutely. I mean, for sure. excuse me, I lost my voice. But, you know, our drivers are so important. We don't want them hurt. And so if it meant buying all new clips Monday morning, I'd do it. I'd be happy to do it because we want them safe. And a deal like Alex or Kurt Busch, you know, that's hard. And so I'm all for whatever it takes. And I think the teams could fix it. But if NASCAR wants to do it, I think everybody working together, we could do it in a hurry, test it, and have it on the cars ASAP.
The drivers have had communications with NASCAR about safety and everything. I'm wondering from team owner's perspective, have you had that conversation with NASCAR expressing, hey, we need to do something?
Yes.
Okay.
And they said they were working on it.
All right. Additional questions? Okay. We'll get a mic to Jenna, please.
Thanks. Congratulations. This must have been a weird week with Alex's injury. Like, did you have any idea that anything was wrong prior to Thursday?
No, after the race, he said he didn't feel good, but it was Monday morning, and he, you know, I didn't know anything because he stayed in the car, and then Monday morning, he didn't feel well. They started working with him Tuesday. Wednesday was good. He felt much better, and then Thursday, he backed up. He didn't feel good, so he went to see the doctor, and so I think hopefully he'll be back next week. I think he will. He's feeling good today and yesterday. I guess he'll go back and get evaluated here midweek.
Did his concussion amplify your urgency in your message to NASCAR?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these guys are stars, and you spend a lot of money, like, bringing them along over the years. And then to have them hurt, and you got sponsors and everything involved, and they're in the playoffs, and they get knocked out of the playoffs. And it's not about the playoffs. It's about safety and having a guy that, you know, wants to be able to race again. And, you know, we have done really well in the last 10, 15 years with safety in so many ways, the seats, the headrest, everything. But this car, from the rear impact, it's just like you're sitting on a piece of steel. And I watched the video of Alex's head when he, you know, those guys usually try to lean a little bit forward if they think they're going to have an impact, and then the whiplash back. It's you know, we need to fix it as soon as we can.
And lastly, yesterday Chase took a very strong stance, and he said definitively NASCAR has taken a step backward in safety, and that's very unlike Chase to sort of offer an opinion on controversial topics. Are you surprised that he did that?
No, I think these guys are concerned, and you know, he sees a teammate hurt, and he saw Kurt hurt, and he's a young guy with a career ahead of him, and you know, nobody wants to do something that they could fix and eliminate it. So no, I think Chase, this has been on his mind, but you know, he just, you know, I'm proud of him. He, you know, he doesn't say much, but when he speaks, everybody knows he's just not popping off. He's concerned.
All right, we're going to go up front to Jeff, please.
Hi, Rick. William would be above the cut line without his penalty. How confident are you that you might be able to get those points back for him before the Roval, and where do you see his chances of advancing to the next round?
Well, William's a good little road racer, and he's a really good plate racer. He didn't, you know, 25 points in the playoffs is a ton. I mean, in regular season, if you got a bunch of races, that's you can make it back up. But, you know, I've seen other cars under caution hit each other, and I've seen that in that situation. He wasn't trying to spin him, but they got a tire full of people. They could have put him in the back. They could have done something right then, and rather than wait till Monday or Tuesday and then make a decision. That's like, you know, saying you're going to tell everybody who won the race, you know, next week. And that's a little strange. I think it was excessive, and we'll just see what happens.
All right, additional questions?
Okay.
All right, Rick, congratulations again. Thank you.